providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing with KER Politics. Hope you enjoyed the top of the hour news. I hope it was better on the station that you were listening to than some of the stuff that I hear. I want to just make one comment about the way the Democrats handled the COVID, and it really, in my opinion, doesn't center around the Democrats. It centers around the physicians who were the spokespeople and in power, for lack of better terms. And it also centers to an extent around the pharmaceutical companies. We just read a book entitled A Pox Upon Your House that was written by a close friend of one of the members of our book club. The numbers pertaining to masking up, the numbers pertaining to basically, what's the word I'm looking for, Jimmy? Staying alone, not contacting other people. The numbers that have dealt with the distancing, et cetera, according to the author, Scott Atlas, the numbers did not support the COVID situation, which leads to an article that was also in The Week magazine, which pretty much agrees. It was a letter from the publisher, and it pretty much agrees with what I just said. Let's get into Durham, Jimmy. Take it away, bud.
Yeah, I will agree that the information is staggering, the number of people that have died because of the lockdowns, not directly because of COVID, because the depression, the fentanyl overdoses, the alcoholism, all those issues, significant damage to our society and our community. And we're not over it yet. And the CDC is not helping America right now. With the Durham investigation.
Yeah.
And I just remind people, the Durham investigation is looking at the foundations of the Mueller investigation, the Russian collusion hoax, and where that started and how it started. And he's narrowed in on Michael Sussman, who is a Clinton DNC a lawyer for the campaign through the company Perkins Coie out of Seattle. And
continue for a minute and a half.
Yeah, you bet. And so this group, this organization of what actually Durham is calling a conspiracy, created fictitious information according to documents filed with the court through Durham's filings against Sussman and is lying to the FBI. It confirmed that they have worked a conspiracy to frame Donald Trump and his campaign to be associated with Russia. Now, the information that's coming out is that and he goes to trial this next week, that in that case, he used false data, went to the FBI, went to the CIA, and went to news media agencies as well to peddle this story, and the media, the FBI, the Department of Justice, all just were salivating to encourage this story, to the point where the FBI and the DOJ began investigating individuals, putting warrants for illegal warrants to tap phones of campaign managers and spread this conspiracy in order to undermine confidence in the Trump campaign. That entire effort is now under scrutiny. And of course, it kicked off the Mueller investigation after 2 years, which found zero evidence of collusion, even though they had 17 lawyers that were anti-Trump, that were basically attacking the entire process and thinking that they could, put them in jail. They did charge people with lying in a couple of cases that were, obviously, politically motivated. And what I argue is that if Durham does not go to the full core, the essence of exactly who supported this within the U.S. government, in the media, and then hold those accountable within the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and the Hillary for America campaign, if they do not hold those people accountable, then we have really crossed the line into just a politically driven, pathetic third world state that no longer respects the rule of law or respects the basic principles of the vote. And I think this is really, really important for people to kind of watch this, to follow it, to see where it goes, and really hold Durham and his team accountable for ensuring that he presses forward with the evidence that's out there. I think Durham has been done a really good job of not leaking information to the media. If you remember during the Mueller investigation, there were leaks every day, all the time, just continually. Then the media just jumped on him. And that was from specifically organized and orchestrated through members of the investigating team and the Mueller investigating team. Durham is not doing that. You're not seeing any of that. In fact, what you're seeing is a very carefully orchestrated case being played out in the court through filings that actually highlights the conspiracy between the DNC, Clinton's campaign, Michael Sussman, Perkins Coie Law Firm, Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson being the guy running that show, and analysts to create this fictitious narrative that somehow Trump was connected to this Alpha Bank organization through the Trump Tower. That data was actually falsified and, of course, was coordinating with Russians in order to undermine U.S. national security. I think this is an incredibly important effort and probably the most important case, in my view, in American history because of the level of deceit and deception from a major campaign, not only against another major campaign, major political party, but against a sitting president of the United States and staff within the U.S. government. So I'm absolutely just as more and more information comes out, I'm somewhat hopeful, but I'm absolutely devastated that this could happen in America. It's just really disheartening.
Yeah, it is disheartening. There's no question about that. I've always made the comment, Jimmy, that I wonder if this thing is going to see the surface, if it's going to get above the surface of the water, and I hope it does. It seems to me just totally logical that it should Americans should be aware of this, but I guess neither you nor I know how this is going to shake out. But give an opinion.
Yeah, I pray for, what I hope for, is that there's transparency in this process and that the people that were actually involved and in orchestrating this event are held accountable and actually go to prison.
Yeah.
I hope that the DNC, we know the DNC and the Clinton campaign have actually had to pay fines with the Federal Elections Commission
because
they falsely claimed legal fees as legal advice and fees when it was actually political dirt digging on political opponents. So, that's a start. But the problem really is exactly what you're saying, Al. Will the media pick it up? Will even the left-wing media recognize how dangerous this is to the Republic to have a political party do it? Because what happened if it was the other way around?
Yeah.
What happened if the Trump campaign had done this to the Clinton campaign? What happens in the future? And who gets away with it? Just whoever's in power?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we have Merrick Garland, who is a political hack inside. Thank God that man was not put on the Supreme Court at the end of the Obama administration.
No question about that.
He is a political, just unbelievably politically driven law enforcement officer. He's like the KGB. This is crazy.
Yeah. It's an interesting situation. What's going on in the country, Jimmy, is an interesting situation right now. It's almost unbelievable to me. But hopefully 2024 will be the end of it. It's really hard to say right now if that's going to happen, but I hope and pray very definitely that is very definitely what is going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy and I have discussed three incredibly important topics. Stick around, give your opinions. We're going to be right back.